Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. 41-year-old Robert Jameson is charged with murder after police say he randomly shot at people getting off the bus at 22nd Street and Sedgley Avenue. It happened in North Philadelphia yesterday. KYW Charlotte Reese has more.
Acting Police Commissioner Christine Coulter says the shooting appears to be random.
Fired at a woman first. She was not struck. Continued to fire and struck what we believe to be a teenage girl.
That 16-year-old girl was taken to Temple University Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Jameson was found hiding behind a nearby car and taken into custody.
He's also facing charges of attempted murder, recklessly endangering others, and numerous weapons offenses. A preliminary hearing is set for later this month. 11 states across the country have allowed alleged victims of child sex abuse at the hands of people they looked up to, like priests, counselors, and teachers, to file civil suits regardless of how long ago those events occurred. Well, today opens a 2-year window for New Jersey victims to do just that. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden says time limits to act are being suspended for alleged victims of priests, scout leaders, and others who could be well in their 50s or older.
Attorney David Insko is a partner of the Philadelphia-based Klein Inspector law firm.
We will be filing lawsuits early in this window on behalf of several survivors who have been previously closed out by statute of limitations, who have not received compensation for their injuries.
And yes, there will be a rush to county courthouses, but not enough, he suggests, to bog the system down.
In February, the Catholic Church issued a list of 188 former priests credibly accused of abuse. Now, many of them are dead. The five dioceses across New Jersey established compensation funds for victims in return for not taking the cases to court. That opportunity expires the end of the month. Disposable packaging may become a thing of the past if a new recycling platform takes off. Loop is the brainchild of Tom Shockey, the founder of TerraCycle in Trenton.
The idea, which rolled out in Philadelphia in May, is putting products like snacks, groceries, and other items in reusable containers and then collecting them when the product is done. Liz Borland has been using Loop since it first came to the city.
You get the order in a really great big blue tote from the UPS delivery, and inside it's really well packed and all the reusable containers are inside with the products. So when you're done, all you have to do is stick those containers back in the tote and let UPS know they can pick it up.
Borland says it does cost a little more, but she's aiming for zero waste.
As we get closer to the end of the year, crowds in Center City will be getting bigger and bigger. Holiday attractions are a big reason why. KYW's Andrew Kramer tells us about an addition this season that should help ease some of that congestion.
The new holiday trail will be right here inside Suburban Station up until Christmas Eve.
It is a pathway from Dilworth Park underground all the way to Comcast Center. And along the way, we've done a number of things to liven up and make it fun for the holidays.
Darcy Anders says that includes art displays and live music. She says you'll see signs on the ground to keep you moving in the right direction. That's The All Local. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.